This is the weekly podcast from the Journal of Neurosurgery. Welcome to the Journal of Neurosurgery weekly podcast for August 19th, 2011. I'm Natalie Pynchon. The topics of the articles featured in this week's podcast are peripheral nerve, functional neurosurgery, and traumatic brain injury. Efficacy of facial nerve sparing approach in patients with vestibular schwannomas, a clinical article by Rakib Haik and colleagues. Facial nerve preservation continues to be a critical issue in the treatment of patients with vestibular schwannomas. In this study by Dr. Sisti's group at Columbia University Medical Center, Dr. Haik and colleagues show the results of a 10-year follow-up in a series of patients treated for vestibular schwannomas with a facial nerve sparing approach. Between 1998 and 2009, 383 patients were treated for vestibular schwannomas by a single surgeon who used either microsurgery, gamma knife surgery, or both modalities, based principally on the initial tumor size or tumor regrowth after surgery. Larger tumors were treated with initial microsurgical resection, focusing on facial nerve preservation and leaving residual tumor if the facial nerve was believed to be at risk. Smaller tumors or post-microsurgical tumor regrowth were treated with gamma knife surgery. Facial nerve sparing microsurgery provided good tumor control. 13% of patients required radiosurgery for tumor regrowth after microsurgery. There were excellent facial nerve preservation rates, with 97% of patients initially treated with microsurgery who had Hausbrachmann grade 1 or 2 function at their last follow-up. These data show that a facial nerve sparing approach to vestibular schwannomas, combining microsurgery and radiosurgery, provides excellent facial nerve preservation with good tumor control. Recruitment by SDF1A of CD34 positive cells involved in sciatic nerve regeneration. A laboratory investigation by Mi Ling Xu and co-workers. This report describes the use of stromal-derived factors to facilitate peripheral nerve regeneration in an animal model of sciatic nerve injury. Regeneration is facilitated by recruitment of CD34 positive progenitor cells. In this study, accumulation of such cells correlated with increased expression of vascular endothelial growth factor. These effects led to improvements in neuronal behavior and upregulation of regenerative signaling. This approach may prove to be an important strategy for peripheral nervous system repair. Multi-institutional evaluation of deep brain stimulation targeting using probabilistic connectivity-based thalamic segmentation. A clinical article by Nader Paratian and co-authors. Deep brain stimulation for the treatment of tremor is a powerful intervention that has improved the quality of life of thousands of patients. Due to the lack of internal anatomical detail of the thalamus with traditional MR imaging, stereotactic targeting relies on indirect methods derived from atlas-derived coordinates. The authors report a novel method for targeting deep brain stimulation electrodes based on MR diffusion tractography, which delineates subregions of the thalamus based on distinct patterns of cortical connectivity. Targets were identified in a cohort of patients at one institution and validated with an independent cohort at another institution. These analyses revealed that efficacious stimulation consistently localized with the thalamic region with the highest probability of connectivity with premotor and supplementary motor cortices. This report identifies and provides preliminary external validation of a novel means of targeting a patient-specific therapeutic thalamic target for the treatment of tremor based on individualized analysis of thalamic connectivity patterns. This approach may prove to be advantageous over traditional preoperative methods of indirect targeting, providing patient-specific targets that could improve precision, efficacy, and efficiency of deep brain stimulation surgery. Prospective evaluation and development of methodologies to make these analyses more widely available to neurosurgeons are likely warranted. Bipolar duroplasty, a new technique for reducing transcranial cerebral herniation to allow for definitive cranioplasty. A technical note by Chad Gordon and colleagues. Large full-thickness calvarial defects cause increased brain tissue compliance, resulting in transient transcranial herniation in the setting of normotensive intracranial pressure. Traditional options for management include head elevation, osmotic diuresis, mild hyperventilation, durotomy with closure following fluid evacuation, expansile cranioplasty, lobectomy, and procedure abortion with prolonged helmet therapy. Cranioplasty serves to protect the cerebrum from injury, provide an aesthetic contour, and alleviate neurological symptoms. Recent literature suggests that early cranioplasty may improve outcomes and reduce costs. The authors present a novel technique, bipolar duroplasty, which allows safe reduction of normotensive parenchymal herniation using the bipolar electrocautery. The dura of the herniated sac is cauterized using bipolar current in a series of sagittal and coronal lines, resulting in immediate transient contraction of the dura and reduction of the herniation, allowing for definitive cranioplasty. This new method was used in a patient with a 30 square centimeter frontal bone defect following resection of a right false sign atypical meningioma. Bipolar duroplasty was performed without complication, and the patient has remained asymptomatic for 1 year since the procedure and is greatly satisfied with the results. The authors state that this technique might facilitate earlier cranioplasty, could be applied to a wide range of patients, and may afford better neurological outcomes and reduced cost. Thank you for listening. JNSPG podcast content is now contained in the newly launched American Association of Neurological Surgeons iTunes U site. Sign up in iTunes for our podcasts and additional content, including video content and podcasts from the AANS, all updated continuously. To read all the articles published by the Journal of Neurosurgery this week, or to listen to more podcasts, please visit us at thejns.org. You can also follow the JNS on Twitter.